We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals, sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
Welcome to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and we're trying some new stuff this time around. We have been broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio, and we're still going to do that. We're going to use Spreaker to record the shows. If we want to do a live show, we can do that on Spreaker as well, but if we're going to have people call in, we'll post on the website that we're going to be on BTR. But this is a new format platform that we're going to try out for a while. I did a Fanboy Friday on Sunday show Sunday, and it sounded, you know, kind of bad. I'm using my iOS device to record this, so I'm just kind of seeing how that works out. I like it a little bit easier to manage music and vocals and voice and stuff like that for my iOS device. So we'll see how that's going to work. But thanks, you guys, for listening. As always, you can hear us on iTunes, the 5x5, because it'll be streamed or pumped through Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna leave that alone. So all these shows will be on Blog Talk Radio. So therefore, the iTunes crowd will still be able to get the feed, unless we do a live show here on Spreaker, because Spreaker does have the ability to do that as well. But nevertheless, like I said, thank you guys for listening. Catch us on iTunes, the 5x5, Blog Talk Radio Show. Also on Stitcher, the 5x5, and at the 5x5 with the 5s being numeric on Twitter. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page not at the 5x5, but the 5x5, facebook.com/the5x5. So what's going on? Hopefully, I'm going to figure out a way to get Darla and Nikki, our co-host on the Blog Talk Radio show, involved in this part. So maybe we'll pre-record it some way, and then I'll be able just to upload the audio. But we'll see. So I hope you guys are doing good. I've missed you. I know she has, and we talk a lot, but we just haven't had a lot of time to do many shows. But we're here. Well, I'm here today. This would be a True Story Tuesday. I think today is Tuesday. It's been kind of a rainy day, and I'm so mad because Chipotle came to my town. When I lived in Atlanta, I always went to Chipotle, and then some of the major cities, Louisville. I think I've been to one in India, I've been to one in D.C., but it's not like they're like flash or anything, but it's like a little, it says organic grown poultry and beef and pork, but it's so good. It's burritos, if you guys don't know. And I haven't had Chipotle, well, let's take it back, I had it probably back in March when I was in Louisville, and I missed it so much. And so the town that I live in, we finally got a Chipotle, and somebody had told me they was opening tomorrow, which is, I think tomorrow's the 31st, and I said, okay, I'll go out there tomorrow for lunch or something. But today I got a phone call from somebody, it was like 6:30, and they were saying that, Chipotle's had a soft opening today, and they're giving away free burritos. Okay. I'm like, why did you wait to 30 until 7 o'clock, mind you? So why did you wait till 7 o'clock? Is it 6:30 to tell me? You know, you should have told me earlier. He's like, well, I just didn't know. So I'm like, so I missed it. So I'm so mad. I'm just kind of tempted to go out there and make them give me a free burrito because I'm kind of hungry. But it's raining and I don't really want to get out. But it's just one of those things. Sometimes I'm always, what they say, a day late and a dollar short. And I want to send a shout out to Iconoclast from the Off Limit Show. He is also on Spreaker, and he kind of introduced this to me because I never had heard of this this platform before. And hopefully it'll work out, and I'll do some more live things. But not much going on with me per se. I for the first time in my life. I wouldn't say the first time. It was like the second time I've ever been to a state fair, but the first time I ever went to a demolition derby, and that happened this past Saturday. It was work related. I had to take some clients, and I didn't want to go, but you know I'm getting paid to do it, and all my expenses are paid for, so I did it anyway. But I actually ended up having a good time, you know. Like I said, I haven't been to the 4-H fair in this area since I was like 10. And then I've been to the Georgia State Fair, which is, well, I guess it's kind of the same one now that I'm thinking about it more. It's kind of the same. And I think they all had rides because they had rides at this place. But I've never been to a demolition derby. So I was stoked. But first, before I get to that, we're walking around, you know, you eat the typical carnival type food. And, you know, I wasn't trying to, it's a gorgeous day. We've had some of the most amazing weather this summer, this week here in the area. This has been like anywhere from 72 to 78, you know, every day. I've been loving that. So it wasn't hot. It was just perfect weather. And so when you're at the state fairs, if you guys have been, they have like booths and exhibits. And so only in the Midwest, and I'm in Indiana, only in the Midwest, I guess probably some other places, but I was just shocked to see it. We go into one of the exhibit halls, and, you know, people have one of the blue ribbons and red ribbons and white ribbons and stuff like that. They had given this one kid, and I guess he wasn't no more, I think it says he was like in fourth, maybe third or fourth grade, and he had won a blue ribbon, and he had made a collage about how to take apart a shotgun and clean it and put it back together so you can shoot it. I'm like, only in the Midwest will I be able to send this. And the thing is, another thing is, I was out of my comfort zone for one. Like I really don't care. I can be known anywhere I want to go, and I don't really know strangers. But you just have to be careful. In light of the Trayvon Martin stuff that was going on, I was probably one of the five black people that were at this event, and there was I know at least a couple thousand people there, if not more, at this event. And I felt kind of out of place, but I didn't really care one way or another. This makes you feel odd when it's not as brown as you would like it. And so we're walking through the exhibit halls, and I didn't know people. I guess I never was exposed to it. Coming from the inner city and living in the inner city, I guess I was never exposed to that type of entertainment or just community involvement through the 4-H. System. And they have the thing is, and I didn't know this, they have exhibits on fish, and they had these fish. I think it was a goldfish and one of them, then there were some mollies and some platies. And I will talk about this on Spreaker, since not that I don't think it would go over on Blog Talk Radio, but I am a novice aquarist. I breed black mollies and black smoke platies and red wag platies. And I just, actually, my fish just have babies. Again, these are live bearing fish. They have a lot of babies. They screw all the time. They're the same family where the guppies are from. They call them the millions fish because they just multiply all the time. But I have a pretty decent sized tank, my big 30 gallon tank, and they're in there. I had two. I had a 30 and a 20, and I moved all the ones to the 30 so I could just keep better control of it. I'm going to make a live aquarium, which a live aquarium means that you have real dirt, you have real plants, and everything is live in there. You use wood, and it's really, and then it grows in the aquarium. I want to do that. I haven't did that yet, but I've been looking into it. But I'm not going to talk about that, but like I said, I am a novice aquarist, and I'll talk about that on another show. But anyhow, they did have these these fish, and my fish looks so much better than the fish. I'm like, I could have exhibited my fish. Who, y'all should have told me about this. But there's all this different stuff, and the biggest, you know, cantaloupes, and what's some things called? The watermelon, which I don't like. I don't like any kind of melon. And then the biggest cucumbers and stuff. It was really interesting because, like I said, I've seen this stuff at the Georgia State Fair, but I don't remember a lot. And plus, from 10 years ago when I was 10, I don't remember anything from that either. But it was fun. So we do all that. We go pet the alpacas and llamas, and they're a stubborn, not even really stubborn, just kind of a snooty breed. Like, every time I raise my camera to take a picture of one of these animals, they would turn their head. I'm like, I guess they thought it was a gun. I don't know. It was nice, kind of weird. But, like I said, that was fun. It was a little stinky. But that was fun as well. I didn't see any other of the livestock, but I'm sure it was there. We didn't find it. But we also end up going to the Demolition Derby. Now, this is what I had been looking forward to because I had never experienced the Demolition Derby before. I've seen it on TV and I've seen the tractor pulls all on television, but I've never seen one that was in for real right there in the stadium. And so we go and these cars come out. And let me tell you, people in this city, they're crazy. They're very crazy. When we get to the 4-H fair, now I don't have a new car, but my car is less than 5 years old, 6 years old, and maybe seven. I don't know. Anyhow, seven, and it's in decent shape. It's not busted up. It's not. I don't have any cracked windows or anything. So I'm pulling up to go park to get into the 4-H fair, and so this girl, and I guess it's a teenager, but so she tells me to go down one way, and I see other cars going another way, and I'm like, why are you telling me to go here when all the other cars are going another way? And I said, okay, you know, do I park it? She's like, just anywhere. I'm like, okay. And then this chick, and I'm not gonna call her a bad name, even though I should have, it's where the Demolition Derby cars are. And I'm like, I'm in the Demolition Derby. She's trying to say my car, because I have a Monte Carlo, by the way. She's saying that my car should be in the Demolition Derby because she's telling me to park with those cars apart. So I finally get out of that parking area and get to park. I'm like, you know, you B word, you know, and if I had found her, I would have cussed her out, but I didn't because I would have been outnumbered. I probably got killed. But anyhow, back to the Demolition Derby. We're sitting there, these cars come out. And they are all these different color cars, and they're all wrecked. And it's unfortunate. The last name was Patrick. It wasn't Danica Patrick Corker. She's NASCAR, but had lost her life as a female coming to participate in this event, which that was kind of sad, kind of put a somber note on everything. But another quick little true story before I get to talking about the Derby. So it's three of us trying to find a seat. It was very, very packed. And I'm like, obviously people really like this, you know, and it didn't start to 7:30. So we was there at 6:00, and I'm like, well, we walked around for a bit, and I said, 7:00, we need to head back to the stadium so we can get a seat. Of course, all the seats were taken. I didn't know people were into this so big. It was huge. But we did finally find some seats because this one lady, and they're bleacher seats, her and her husband, I'm assuming, are sitting one. There's probably two spots next to her. And then there's like a half a bleacher in front of her. And I'm like, okay, that's enough for at least 6-7 people. So I said, hey, is anybody sitting there? Because there was people saving seats and stuff. You know, people get kind of crazy. Oh, she's like, yeah, my parents are coming. I'm like, oh, cool. Can we sit in front of you? Because if I would think your parents are two people, they can sit next to you. And she's like, well, my parents are coming. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, girl. And so people behind her said, no, okay, we'll make room for you guys, for the two guys that were with me. We'll make room for them up here. And then I said, well, I'll sit next to you. You know, then your parents, if they come, they can sit on this half a bleacher in front of you. And so she gets attitude. Well, just come on then. Just come on again. I'm like, chick, for one, you don't know me, you know, and I can't say what I want to say, but this is a word to the wise for people out there. For one, be nice to people, especially when there's seats and you see people trying to find seats. And I was in a different type of situation that, you know, I needed the seat and you give me attitude. But for you, the blonde chick, that every tooth in your head was rotten, before you give somebody attitude, you might want to go see a dentist. Then maybe I won't think you're such trash. I had to say it. Anyhow, back to the Demolition Derby. Like I said, I've never seen this before. I forget how mad that made me. Anyhow, back to the Demolition Derby. We're there, and these cars come out, and they're all beat up, and there's different colors, and they're hitting each other. And I'm like, why isn't somebody getting killed? Why aren't these cars blowing up? You know, and I, my testosterone was on 100% because I was enjoying myself. Even though I had suppressed it, I didn't want nobody to know that I was enjoying it too much because I still had to keep the cool factor, you know. But somebody told me that they add water to the gas tank. So when they do wreck and maybe catch on fire, there's fire. What are they called? Firemen out there. There's all these big fire extinguishers, but they add gas to the gas. They add water to the gas tank so they don't blow up. Which I thought that was pretty interesting because I didn't know. So that was kind of cool. And they did like a mini car, which they had like the small Cavaliers and the Pintos and all these kind of little cars. Then they had medium-sized cars like your Lincolns, and this one car was just wrecking everybody. He was letting them all have it. And this one guy almost got hit because he ran up over the bank and the car comes over it. And I'm like, if you look on the website at recycledblogtalk.blogspot.com, there's a video there, and there's a picture as well, but I'll add some more pictures from the fair on there after. I'll probably add this episode as well onto the blog. But it was interesting. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I was surprised. I love having first time experiences, and that was one that that's going to be in my memory. And plus, oh my God, there were so many. It was so funny because I had a friend before that said that the person that I will end up dating will be wearing a John Deere hat. So you know, I'm at the 4-H fair. I was in John Deere hat heaven. There was a lot of cuties out there. But that was my experience at the 4-H fair. We're going to take a really, really quick break. And we'll come back and talk about some other stuff or a topic or two. Hope the audio doesn't sound too bad. But like I said, we're still working out the kinks. I'm David. I came and talked today. I'm David. This is the 5 out of 5. We'll be right back.
What you need might pass you by if you don't care. But
and we're back, we're back, we're back. Thank you, thank you. You really love me, you really love me. Isn't that from some movie or something? Anyhow, that was Ms. Lauryn Hill. And, you know, old girl's in jail right now for tax evasion. I feel sorry for her. She just got so messed up after that. That song was off of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She got so messed up with I'm not gonna say drug use, but I think, you know, she was on smoking marijuana and having all those babies by Bob Marley's son. And, you know, I don't know what to say about her. I still love her music. And I thought she had worked out a deal, I think it was with Sony, to where she was gonna record exclusively for them and they was gonna take care of her tax debt, but obviously that didn't work. I don't know how many years she got, if she got any. It might be months, but she's sitting in jail right now. I think there's so many brilliant people, like some of these musicians, that they kind of lose their way. I think some people, like, you know, like Einstein, I think they're a little crazy. So they're so intelligent, they just all that, or even so creative, they just can't keep all that creativity in. And it kind of, when it comes out of them, it comes out in different ways, or they try to be more creative. I think Erykah Badu has the same problem. I think she's very creative, very talented, very intelligent, but, you know, her last few albums, you know, half the album is, for one, inaudible, for two, is not, there's nothing to sing. It's just kind of, you know, moans and groans and animal gutterings and things like that. It's just kind of odd. But that was Lauryn Hill. I was thinking about that song today because I was on Facebook and I've been debating on whether to do away with my Facebook account because I'm so over it. And the whole narcissism of Facebook, you had to be a little narcissistic to put everything that you do on Facebook. You know, mostly now I post about TV shows and stuff like that, and every once in a while I'll say something funny, I'm not into my personal Facebook account. I will keep it for the show. I think I'm just going to do with Twitter, but all my Twitter posts go right to my Facebook status, so I'll probably leave the account open, but I'm not going to be really involved with Facebook and friends and all that because I'm just so tired of the narcissism on Facebook. But I happen to be looking on a friend's page, and then I end up seeing someone that I dated, and somebody I dated, or I guess you go on a couple of dates, and I was like really into this person, and I see that he's with somebody that I didn't like, and I'm like, oh my God, you're with this person, and they've been together for like ever. And I'm like, oh, but that could have been me. You know, I'm single right now. Trying to date. I've met somebody that I don't know where it's going to go. But that's in its infancy. So I'm not really putting much stock in it. But, you know, you ever have somebody that you dated years ago, and then when you see that person after many, many, many years, and the little feelings still come back. And I was like, wow, I guess I didn't have closure on that. We try to be friends, and but then that person kind of, it was like boxing Helena, didn't let him leave the house, and so you lose contact. And then of course I moved away, so I was, you know, detached from the area. But I was like, oh wow, that's really, really sad, you know. And thing is, he's still as cute as he was back then. I'm like, I don't know, I can have that. I can't be, I'm glad we're not friends on Facebook. And since I'm not going to add any more friends on Facebook, so I won't have to worry about it. Anyhow, but like I said, thank you guys for listening today. I don't think there's anything else going on. I think if you've been listening to the Blog Talk Radio show, we are going to, I'm starting school hopefully here pretty soon. There's so much red tape. I'm starting a pre-nursing program at one of the local colleges here, and very competitive. Most of the classes I've gotten waivers in, I don't have to take. I think if there's one pre, no, there's two prereqs I have to take, and then I can apply to the actual nursing program. So I'm in the pre-nursing. It should take me two and a half years, depending when I actually start the nursing program, to get finished. And I've been thinking about it. I think I want to go into education. As you know, because you know, if you listen to the Blog Talk Radio show, I care for a male parent who has went through renal failure and is a lifelong diabetic. So I want to go that route. I think there's a lot of things you can do in the field. I didn't know it was so wide open. But that's what I'm starting. So it's going to be a new journey. So you guys probably hear me whining about, or maybe not be on at all, whining about classes and things of that nature. But I'm going to take some time out to talk to you guys. But just remember, you can catch us on Blog Talk Radio, because this same show, if you're not listening on Spreaker, you can hear it on BTR later on that evening, and also on Stitcher and iTunes. Don't forget to check the website at recycleblogspot.blogspot.com, and give us a tweet or two at the 5x5, and the fives are numeric. Also, you can email me, and the email is, if I can get it right, if you go to the show page on Spreaker, it's there, but it's the number 5, then BYYFIVE@gmail.com. So shoot me an email, picture of anything. If don't get crazy with it. I'll put it on the website, and give us a call on Blog Talk Radio. I'll let you guys know what the shows are going to be, and trying to get some kind of schedule, and then get Darling Nikki back into co-host with us. And if I do a show on Blog Talk Radio, I will post it on Spreaker as well. Thanks, you guys. You're great. Thanks for all your support. Hopefully this will be something we're going to go forward with, and be able to keep a good schedule, because if I'm not here, you're not listening. If you don't know when I'll be here, you're not going to listen either. So everybody have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon.